Hi, Wastelanders. I am Sean Barrett, your host. With me is my co-host, Cody Barrett. How are you doing today?
Hello!
Thank you. Wow. All right, I'm just going to leave that where it is and say welcome to the Utopian Wasteland. Now, if you're liking our podcast so far, please make sure that you follow, subscribe, like, or join us as a patron on our Patreon page. We'd love it. Please join us. You feeling okay there?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine.
Feeling fine?
Yeah, I'm feeling
great. I feel fine. All right. Well, anyway, welcome to the 10th episode. We thought we'd take a little bit of a recap of the previous 9 episodes. Well, I thought so.
Yes,
I don't know.
This is
accurate because I discussed it with you. And I'm like, you know, I think for episode 10, we're going to do a little recap and big picture thing. And you're like, yeah, that sounds okay.
No, I think my exact response was, yeah, sure, man.
Yep, that's probably about accurate. But I want to keep you in the loop a little bit. So here we are. We're going to do a little recap of the last 9 episodes and bunch them all together and take a little big picture look. So we started out talking about AI, artificial intelligence, and the different kinds of AI and what it could mean to all of us. Now, right now, we are still only at the point of narrow AI, or large language models, that are programmed to seem conversational, but don't really think for themselves, even though they seem like they do. Now, as a reminder, what we have in this is an AI that works with data sets that it's given, and then it creates solutions in very well-defined ways. It's not deciding itself how to define this. It's pre-programmed in. It cannot, however, come up with its own novel solutions to problems, though some debate that systems like OpenAI, Claude, and more are close to that, or might be kind of at that level. I mean, when experts debate it, who am I to say? Yeah, and boy, do they debate it, which we had a whole half an episode on.
They're
just the debate.
Certainly masters of it.
Yes, they really are. Truly are. But, you know, that can be handy. So,
yeah,
it can be.
Especially when you have a firm grasp on it.
Really, you have to have a firm grasp on it.
Especially the subject.
Right. Stiff data sets.
Very stiff data sets.
Right. Exactly. So, AGI, or...
And then the rough competition.
Very rough competition, yeah. AGI, or Artificial General Intelligence, is a type of AI that would match or surpass human capabilities across virtually all cognitive tasks. It could think for itself and come up with novel ways of solving problems.
Which isn't hard. Surpassing humans, you mean?
I'm pretty sure the octopus already has.
Yeah.
probably dolphins and orcas.
Numerous things have surpassed humans already.
Right. Experts in the field still, again, heavily debate if we'll truly reach artificial general intelligence. Some say in the next year or two. I mean, I've heard as early as 6 months.
Yeah.
But that's really optimistic. Others say that we'll maybe reach it by the 2030s. Some are saying maybe by the 2050s. And other experts are saying, you know, we're never really going to get there.
Oh.
So, when they can't agree, again, who am I to say? I don't know. Because they definitely don't agree. Artificial super intelligence, ASI, as I recall, this was something Elon Musk said that we will be attaining in the near years, maybe by the 2030s. And
right.
I don't think I agree. This would be a huge step beyond just AGI, in that it would far surpass any human ability, even the smartest humans alive, in every possible way. One could even assume that it would have emotions and true creativity as well. It could be considered a sentient individual with rights, or more. I suppose some could consider it godlike, perhaps. I don't know. The ultimate authority on everything. However, it is still, again, hotly debated if it will ever be possible. So, my first big picture comment on all of this, and you can chime in wherever you like, My thought on advanced AGI.
Yes, you audience. Please chime in whenever you like.
Well, I meant you, but yeah.
We didn't say that.
In the comments on YouTube, at least.
You've been addressing them this entire time.
Well, that's true. So, you, if you're here and paying attention, and I assume you are.
Who?
You, Cody.
Okay.
Hi.
Yes. Let's say, well, you can't say you when they can't see us. They can't tell when you're looking at me or addressing me.
If they were patrons on Patreon, they could.
That's right!
For the low, low price of $5 a month, you can be a patron on Patreon, and you can see both of us as we're recording this. I'm not sure that part's a perk.
Wait, did you say as low as $5?
As low as $5, Cody. And if you go to higher tiers, like $10 or $25 or $50, you also get special merchandise.
Bye! Gosh!
Utopian Wasteland, the merchandise. It'll be fantastic. Okay, back to the script. My thought on advanced AGI, and certainly an artificial superintelligence, is maybe we just shouldn't. What do you think, Cody? What do you think? Since now I suddenly have to address you, even though you're sitting right next to me.
Well, again, you...
Yeah.
You know,
I do want to know.
There is
now
a third party here.
Well, that's true. I do want to know what you, the listeners, think, but unfortunately, you can only put it in the comments. And eventually, if people do enough, hopefully, we can have a whole episode just going over some of the comments and questions. But in the meantime, AGI, super intelligence. What do you think, man? Like I said, I'm kind of at a. I don't think we should.
I don't think we should, and I don't think we'll ever do it.
Don't think so?
Nope.
I don't think we'll at least reach the AGI where it can
nope.
problem solve and at least look at what's going on around it and process. I mean, I think maybe at that level, low level, you know.
Maybe low level,
looking at a room and going, oh, well, this is something that needs to be done. But... seeing itself as a living being, probably not.
Oh, most definitely not. But
I
think the last thing people want to hear is something artificial telling them what to do.
Well, exactly. And that is going to be an oncoming problem.
Unlike us, which we are telling you right now, go to our Patreon. That's right. For the low, low price of $5, you can go directly to our Patreon and subscribe.
So that we can build a proper studio and spend more time on this.
A proper studio.
And
so
I can afford to take him to a barber.
Couch.
Yeah. It's a comfortable couch, though.
True.
I mean,
but it's not comfortable for a podcast.
It could be better, and we need more mics.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, of course, we've been looking at... through these previous episodes, the potential for mass job replacement of just simple AI and then AI partnered with robotics and automation.
Right.
If we achieve AGI, that's going to be amplified even more. But then at what point are we going from just creating AI agents in a computer and putting AI in a robot? At what point are we making the leap to creating slaves with super intelligence who see themselves as individuals? That's kind of my concern. You know, at what point is this really just slavery?
Ain't that the question, ain't it?
It is. Ain't that the question? There is a
it's
definite...
almost like you asked that question.
I did ask that question. It was a very good question.
There's so many jokes I want to make, but we can't because we're on podcast for right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll save it for the after.
Further discussion.
Yes, the further discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. For those of you who listen only on podcast or just watch on YouTube, after this, Cody and I will be filming a further discussion video that is strictly on Patreon, where we spend a good half an hour to 45 minutes kind of digging into all of this again, and it's a lot of opinion and speculation, and
we say things a lot freer on that one.
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
So, specifically so, me.
Yeah, I have to edit so much out, but oops, I bumped the microphone.
Well, don't
sorry
do that.
About that. And yet I did.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Can't you see the mic is right there?
The mic is right there, and so is my twitchy foot. So,
apparently.
Yes, it is. So, anyway, we're at some point jumping into moral considerations. I mean, if these systems become truly self-aware and feel emotions, if they become sentient...
Right.
Suddenly we have to treat them like citizens. I don't know. I just think it's a terrible idea. AI people out there, stick with very specific, tightly controlled AI, and don't try and reinvent humanity, okay? Just don't.
Well...
Yeah.
I mean, it should go without saying.
You know, it should, but there are so many working towards super intelligence. Yeah,
great.
Because they're
That's
scientists.
Just what we need.
They're scientists and they're computer engineers, and it's like, hey, this is a challenge. We must try this.
Right. They don't think. They just
right.
do.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not thinking about implications, although a lot of them are discussing that. Now, you know, take one extra step, and in the big picture, pair all of this with quantum computers. I mean, imagine how fast AI or AGI would work on a quantum computer. I mean, every week or so, I've been seeing a new article talking about more advances with quantum computers and how we're getting much closer to a practical quantum computer.
Right.
There's, you know, so many companies working on these, more than I realized. It seems I keep coming up with new ones. And that will just speed everything up. I mean, it'll be like driving a car and suddenly taking it to light speed. So anyway, we continued on with these past few episodes. Like in episodes 3 and 4, we discussed robots mainly. And there's a bunch more to discuss. Gosh, so many robots out there. In episode 5, we discussed job losses resulting in the combination of AI, robotics, and automation. And we have to add in self-driving vehicles and drones. So far, I've been looking some stuff up. And we're not seeing huge layoffs yet that are being caused directly by AI. You know, not a lot of people being replaced by AI.
Right.
But there are early indicators that adoption of these technologies will soon result in hiring freezes.
Yeah.
And so by that, they'll allow employee numbers to slowly reduce by attrition. You know, as people retire or people quit and move on to another job, they're just not going to hire them back.
Right.
As an example of how this is slowly going, although I'm not sure I'd call this slow, Amazon announced on June 30th that they reached their 1 millionth robot in one of their facilities. I think this particular number 1 million was in Japan. And they've also announced in the same press release an advanced AI system they developed that makes them all work together. So this hasn't resulted in many layoffs, if any, but instead reduced hiring.
Well, you also can't forget the wonderful announcement of them renting out Venice.
Well, that was Jeff himself, and that was a little different thing. Amazon is getting in.
Amazon, what do you mean?
Yeah, that's true, mostly. Amazon's getting into a lot of things. They've got a self-driving taxi coming out, too. The robots that they are using, it looks like perhaps they're manufacturing them themselves. So,
great.
Amazon is the future. So be careful what you say. You know, they might remember. So while they haven't resulted in actual layoffs yet, what that does translate to is, I mean, that's 1 million robots that could have been 1 million employees.
Mm-hmm.
So really, you're looking at 1 million or more people who could have had jobs, and now they don't. Companies like Microsoft, Meta, Alphabet, and more have been making a lot of layoffs, but it isn't so much because AI replaced jobs. It's because those companies are making a shift to putting way more focus on their AI departments. You know, they're cutting back from video games, they're cutting back from the various things that they were doing before and putting their personnel into the AI departments and then laying off the ones that aren't needed in other departments. And some of the layoffs, too, have come when they absorb another company, and there's a redundancy in certain employees. They just don't need everybody.
Let's say, let's just normalize them saying they fired. That's what it boils down to. They fired them because they didn't want to pay them.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Yeah, those companies are all putting more of a focus on their AI creation departments and cutting back on other departments. So AI is a quickly growing priority for a lot of tech industry companies.
Hi.
Yeah. Now you add in what we talked about in terms of farming robots in episode 6. And the number of farm workers that will soon not really be needed. Then there's the increase in the use of AI and robotics in the U.S. government and the U.S. military. AI will be handling a lot of the jobs in a lot of government departments. And in the military, they're looking at more and more robots, so they need fewer and fewer soldiers. But also getting their own computer systems up to speed. Self-driving vehicles are only getting better, soon to be able to mostly replace 393,000 taxi drivers, shuttle drivers, and chauffeurs in the U.S. alone. you pair that with robots and self-driving vehicles, and in time we'll see the replacement of most of the 148,000 garbage collectors in the U.S. I mean, as we discussed in one of the videos, I think we did, we have a garbage truck right on this island that it drives up to the garbage cans and a robotic arm comes out. The driver does not get out of the vehicle. It just picks it up, dumps it, puts it back down. So if it's a self-driving vehicle with one of those, nothing else needed.
Right.
Yeah. Recently, I even saw a new robot that can shingle a house.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially replacing a large portion of the 135,000 roofers in the United States. There are robots and automated systems already designed and being used in both fast food and sit-down restaurants. A lot of those could replace a big chunk of the 15.7 million food service workers in the U.S. I mean, it just goes on and on. One of the robotic slash automation things that I saw was for specifically sit-down restaurants. It was programmed with, was it something like 50 million recipes? And as long as someone brings the ingredients there, it, which could be done by a robot as well, it just prepares everything right there in front of you. Now put 10 of those into a restaurant and no one is yelling in the kitchen. Yeah. And a lot of people unemployed. Then in episode 9, we looked at the ways that medical science is curing the disease of aging. They started looking at it as a disease that can be cured, and they're succeeding. They haven't come up with an immortality pill yet, but in the lab, they've extended the life of mice anywhere from 30% to 3 times their natural lifespan, while also turning their body clocks back to create a physically younger and healthier animal. So they're not just creating increasing quantity of life, but they're also vastly improving quality of life. So, the big picture. Here we go. We've looked at so many ways that AI, robotics, automation, etc. can and likely will replace the vast majority of jobs over the next 5 to 20 years. Add to that the breakthroughs in life extension that are going into human testing, then add the drive that many countries in the world, including the United States, have to encourage people to have more and more children. End result, population's increasing, jobs are decreasing. What a great combination.
Wonderful combination.
Wonderful combination. Without a plan on how to house, feed, and provide medical care to a mostly unemployed population, we could be headed to more of a wasteland than a utopia. As a number of tech industry people like Elon Musk out there have been saying, we need to somehow provide a universal high income. There will likely be the need for an economic change on a vast scale, maybe even the way we all think of what an economy is supposed to be. Corporations need to realize that if most everyone is without an income, the vast majority of their customers will not be able to buy their products. They won't be customers anymore, and their company will go out of business. So it's in their best interest to help get some sort of a solution to this as well. The question is, how do we do this? I don't know the answer to that. Elon Musk suggested that improvements in robotics and other technology will make everything from food to basic products so cheap to make that we can just distribute it. You know, there just will be so little expense that that will be part of fixing the problem. But with a capitalist mentality of we have to make a profit off of everything, that's going to be really tough to switch people around from and still maintain variety and creativity and variety of products and choices and things. I don't know. I don't know the answer. But somebody really has to start working on it at the top government level and the corporate level. These discussions really need to happen. So, you, dear listener, what do you think? Watch or listen to all of our episodes so far, if you would, and at least episodes 2 through 9. Like I said, the first episode is us introducing ourselves. Then do your own research and share your thoughts in the comments on YouTube or social media. I guess there's no way to comment on podcasts, so I guess don't comment there. And please make sure that you tell others about this podcast and the things that are going on and encourage them to listen. Everyone needs to know this stuff. Absolutely everyone. So help us spread the word. Please be sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you prefer to get your podcasts, and they're now all over the place. Then also subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you like what we're doing and want to help us create more, we invite you to become a patron on Patreon for as little as $5 a month.
As little as what now?
Just $5 a month, Cody.
That's amazing.
Isn't that a great bargain?
That is a bargain. Deal. That's a steal. That is a bargain of a deal. For me.
That's right. Patreon patrons get exclusive stuff, especially at the higher tier levels. Of course, we're also on social media, and you can find all of our links at utopianwasteland.com. Until our next episode, remember, you can ignore technology, but it won't ignore you.